It's the Steve Gruber Show, Wednesday, June 26th. Welcome to it. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter to get a hold of the show. Happy you're with us on this really beautiful Wednesday morning, at least down here in my part of the state here in Hillsdale. Joined on the phone lines right now by Gregory Wrightstone, author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. He's a geologist with more than 35 years of experience researching and studying various aspects of the Earth's processes. And inconvenientfacts.xyz for more, including a piece on what we'll discuss here, this Oregon Climate Action Plan. Gregory, welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on. Great to be on here.
I appreciate it. And we'll talk about what's in this climate action plan being discussed in Oregon. But we did get some news yesterday in that it looks like, this is what happened was Republicans had fled the area and sometimes the state to avoid a quorum and a vote on this. Democrats yesterday in the Senate, Oregon Senate, saying they're going to drop it, not just because they have no quorum, but because all of a sudden they can't even find support, enough support in their own caucus for this climate action plan.
Yeah, that's a really, really big development. I'm not going to claim any credit, but I had written a commentary recently concerning that, and I just showed how little temperature rise would be averted by what they're planning. And I think it's a serious component. It's really been overlooked, not in just in this plan, but in other states' plans and in the Green New Deal, about the incredibly low difference of these climate action plans and Green New Deal, Paris Climate Accord. And what the object of each one of these is to change the Earth's temperature, isn't it? I know it sounds kind of stupid when you put it that way, but that's right. Have you thought about it that way?
Yeah.
Because really, that's the overarching goal of this. They want to modify what we're doing in order to change the Earth's temperature. They're trying to control the uncontrollable. And in Oregon, what their goal was with this plan was an 80% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions using what's called cap and trade. I think maybe it would be helpful just to go through just a really short explanation of what cap and trade is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there are different ways to do this. One method of reducing carbon dioxide emissions is to put a carbon tax. So, okay, if you emit X, whatever it is, of carbon dioxide, you have to pay so many dollars per kilogram. And that just drives the cost of everything up proportionately. The goal of both cap and trade and carbon tax is to drive costs up to force people away from carbon dioxide. Oregon's is one of the most comprehensive cap and trade. What they're doing is putting an upper limit, a cap, on carbon dioxide emissions. And then if you as an industry, if you had Scott Electricity Generation Company, you would have an upper limit, and if you could get your emissions below that, you could then sell these emissions or your limit to someone that hadn't achieved their goal. So it's forcing you to make expensive changes to reduce your emissions, and then it would cost the other company that have been successful more money to buy that from you. So basically, it's costing everybody more money along in the process. And they're also limiting this in the transportation sector. Both of these schemes, the end result are higher energy costs, higher costs for everything across the board in the states these are enacted. What it will do in Oregon will be make businesses much less competitive from the surrounding states that don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, just to their south is California, that's already enacted a cap and trade plan, so they're already really expensive.
Yeah, what have we seen down in California thus far? Is it the one state that has enacted a plan like Oregon is considering? What have been the results in California so far?
Yeah, I haven't seen actually. I'm gonna pass on that because I haven't actually reviewed that. So I don't like to talk about what I don't know.
Sure.
But as you know, we could speculate that when you raise taxes on something, you get less of it. We know that California's economy and a lot of sectors have been impacted negatively. People are fleeing the state, moving to states like Texas and turning them a little bit more liberal than what they used to be, more left-wing. but this is it's really an impactful thing. Again, I wrote this commentary, and what I did was look at this commentary in here, and I said, okay, what exactly would be the effect if Oregon could enact this and could reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 80%? What would the result be in terms of a temperature rise averted? I made the assumption that, yes, CO2 is a greenhouse gas and has a warming effect on the atmosphere, although I believe it's very modest, very small, and greatly overwhelmed by natural forces. But what would that do? And I used the EPA's own calculation methods to determine that by the year 2100, if Oregon was successful, they would have averted 1/1000ths of a degree Fahrenheit of warming. 1/1000ths of a degree Fahrenheit in warming. And how many jobs is that worth? Zero. I would say zero. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what this would do. And we've already seen companies starting to lay off workers when it looked like this was a done deal ahead of this. Other companies are talking about big reductions, moving across state lines, north and south, to escape the punitive actions. And this is really it's a battle between the urban people, driven mainly by Portland.
Yep.
And then the against the rural faction. I read one of the Tim Knapp is a state senator from a rural section of Oregon, and he said the polling in his district shows that the people there are 85% against it, against this cap and trade plan, because they're the ones being impacted.
Sure, Gregory Wrightstone.
In fact, one company's already laid off 60 workers, planning ahead for this. And he called it, that he said Oregon's using an assault on business with this. Mm. And this is just, Oregon's pretty liberal, driven by the Portland and the suburbs of these, pushing these Green New Deal and the green energy agenda.
But we'll probably see that elsewhere, too. I think Illinois is considering not quite the same thing, but something along those same lines. We've got about 30 seconds here, Gregory Wrightstone. This cap and trade system you mentioned for Oregon, I recall it, of course, being discussed on the national level, but maybe not as much the past few years. Is it still a national discussion being had about cap and trade?
Well, there's more of a – there is. And some of these old one-world order George Bush-era Republicans like Schultz and some of the others from his administration that have bought into the – really a carbon tax as being the way to go. And their plan is to redistribute that wealth. And there's a huge, no, by wealth, I mean, we're talking many, many billions or possibly trillions of dollars that will be generated. They say they'll redistribute it to the people. Yeah. I don't know if you buy that. I certainly don't.
Gregory Wrightstone, author of Inconvenient Facts. Find him at inconvenientfacts.xyz. Thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital X-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.